You're listening to Rotary Radio UK, and our guest is Becky Turner of the Rotary Book Club. Becky, hello.
Hello, Steve.
And you're also a member of Kings Hill Rotary, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Founder member since 2010.
Excellent. Well done. Okay, so the Rotary Book Club, where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea actually, it was put out by Dave King, who's the editor of the Rotary Great Britain and Ireland magazine, in one of his editor's pages, just asking if anybody was a member of a book club. So he'd had the idea of doing something in the magazine, and so I responded to it and let him know that I was a member of two book clubs already, one of which was in our Rotary Club. And it all went from there, and the rest is history, really.
Right. So it's entirely your fault for volunteering, then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So how's it going to work?
Well, it's based in the Rotary Great Britain and Ireland magazine, in the print edition, which comes out quarterly. The first quarterly edition was this January. And we'll also have the article showing on the Rotary Great Britain and Ireland website in the regulars section. So how it will work is there will be a list of books which our members will vote on as to what they would like to read. And then I will sum up what everybody has thought of the book that we're reading in the next print edition of the magazine. So I'd like people to have as much involvement with it as possible and put forward their recommendations of the books that they would like the book club to read and that they would like to read themselves. So everyone will vote and get a say in what the book club reads.
Yeah. So there's four magazines a year. So is that four books a year or will there be more than one?
No, there's four books a year at the moment. We're only just getting started. So I just want to start with some good solid foundations at the moment. There's all sorts of things that we can do with this book club if we get it off to the right sort of start.
Right. Okay. And I'm presuming this is just for enjoyment. There's not going to be homework or anything like that.
The only homework is to read the book. It's not an English lesson. You're not going to be given a long list of questions and an essay to write. Absolutely not. It's very flexible and you can say as much or as little as you like about it.
Okay. And who's going to choose the books?
Well, that will be done by a vote. Mm-hmm. So you'll always know the next two books ahead so that if you want to get them from the library, then that makes it easy for you to do that. So, yes, and then I'll reveal the vote of the following book in the next edition of the magazine.
And are you looking at fiction and non-fiction or how's it going? How's that going to be?
It'll be whatever people recommend. Our first book was actually a non-fiction book. We've just read the book called The Day the World Came to Town by Jim Defeady. And that was set in Gander in Newfoundland at the time of 9/11. So that was actually a factual book, bringing together a lot of stories of what actually happened on the ground. Our second book is a fiction book called The Lamplighters by Emma Stonex. So it's completely different. And that one's got a bit of a mystery attached to it as well.
Right. Okay. That sounds really, really interesting. Do I have to pay to join?
Absolutely not. No. Part of the reason that we're setting the next two books ahead is that if you want to get a copy from the library, then you should be able to hopefully lay your hands on it. But no, there's no charge for the book club itself.
No. Okay. No, that's fine. So once a quarter in the magazine, but is there going to be a website with a forum that people can communicate outside of the fixed quarterly cycle?
We are looking to set up a Facebook page where people can post their views and keep the debate going about the book. And we're not quite there yet because we're only just getting off the ground, but that is something that we hope to do. So at the moment, all the feedback comes to me via an email address, which you'll find in the article on the website but yes, in the future, we are looking to put some social media out there.
Okay, that's great. Why don't you tell us what that website address is? Okay, mad scramble for the for the phone while we do it.
Right. Well, it is the rotarygbi.org website. If you look in the magazine section and then the regulars, you'll find our article. The first one is called Get Reading with Rotary.
Yeah, okay, that's absolutely super. For people who perhaps are sight impaired or don't read as well as they used to, are you going to look to find books that are available on platforms like Audible?
We will only have books up for voting that have an audio version attached to them. That's something that is very important to us in our Kings Hill Rotary Club, book club, and something that I've extended to this book club. It makes it much more accessible to everybody. But also, I do find that a lot of our readers sometimes do prefer to listen to an audio version. Mm. And we all have things happen in our lives. Sometimes it's a bit difficult to concentrate on a print version, and it's nice to just listen to something. Mm. So when everybody sends their recommendations through, I always check to see if there's an audio version, and they will only get added to the list if there is.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. My eldest son is severely dyslexic and finds reading very difficult, but he loves the story. So he's always plugged into Audible, and that's his standard Christmas present from his wife. She renews his subscription each year. What are the benefits of being in a book club?
I think there are many benefits. Certainly, I mean, I've been in two book clubs, the first one for about 15 years and now the second for 10 years, our Kings Hill Rotary Club one has been going for. And you discover so very much. You discover new authors that you would never have picked up a book from before. Sometimes you can rediscover things. I've actually read things that I studied them at school, and when they came up in book club, I thought, I really don't want to read this. And they've been the most wonderful things. Mm. It's the beauty of it is enjoying something that you just wouldn't have looked at otherwise. Yeah. We all tend to have our own favourite genres and authors. We tend to read everything by the same author and then wait for a new one to come out. There's so much more out there to discover. But it's not only that. It's being part of a book club, and the actual contribution to the discussion itself is actually quite magical. Even if you haven't enjoyed the book itself, being part of the discussion and hearing what other people have taken from the same story is quite incredible, and it changes the way that you read.
Yes. I mean, there's a standard phrase, isn't there? You shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but so many of us do. If you wander around Waterstones, it's, you know, the design of the book jacket is very important. But I'm sure you're right that it will stimulate people to read books that they wouldn't otherwise have done. My wife always tells me that I never read books that are written by women, which isn't actually true, although for 90% of the time it is. Is that the same for you? Do you tend to read more books by women than men? No,
I wouldn't say so, no, because being part of the two book clubs I'm in at the moment, particularly the one that I'm in, it's run through a local library, and so it's whatever they can get hold of. And they're truly diverse. It could be anything. Mm. So it really is quite a surprise to see, because we don't really get a vote on it or anything. And it's quite a surprise to see what lands on the table, which, you know, like I said, even if I haven't enjoyed the book itself, there's always something to say about it, always a discussion to be had. And often the best discussions are where there is a polarised view of the books. It's very hard to facilitate a discussion if everybody just says, yes, brilliant book, loved it.
Yeah, sure. Given your choice then, what sort of genre do you go for personally?
Oh, that's a difficult one, because I read many, many, many genres. Mm. I'm not sure I can answer that one.
All right. Well, that's good, because we can have a really long debate about it. Yeah, okay. No, that's absolutely fine. I mean, I tend to read books about the First World War and the Second World War, fiction and non-fiction, but I also like Sherlock Holmes and that kind of stuff. Have you read The Catcher in the Rye?
No.
No. It is, I find it's a book that I have really struggled with. I can't get through it, mainly because the central character is such a whiny little twit. To my view, I just want to hit him, you know. But that's not the sort of thing that you're supposed to say. And go, oh, I don't know, is it? I mean, tell me how discussions go.
All views are valid. And one of our best discussions, actually, one of our members said he just wanted to go and burn the book because he absolutely hated it. And whereas I thought it was one of the best books I'd ever read. Yeah. That was great fun. Mm. We still remember that. That was one of our early books, and we still remember that in our book club with smiles. Yeah. What happens is sometimes the conversation and the discussion will just gain a momentum of its own.
Yes.
Other times you'll have a lull in the conversation and you'll wonder, actually, has everybody finished saying what they say? But most of the time it's because people are sitting processing what's already been said. So, it can go off at a tangent sometimes, the discussion. Mm. It can also extend to sort of if you're talking about, for example, Gander. You know, some people may say, well, I've been to Gander and this is what I thought of it. And, you know, this is what it was like when I went there. So it can go in all sorts of directions, really, the discussion. Mm. But everybody's view is valid. And that's what makes it quite good fun, really.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you reading at the moment?
What am I reading at the moment? Mm-hmm. I've just finished The Day the World Came to Town, obviously, by Jim Defeedy.
Yes.
And I'm just about to start The Lamplighters by Emma Stonex. I've just recently finished another book for my Rotary Book Club, which was great fun, actually. We're discussing it tomorrow evening. It was Dolly Parton and James Patterson, called Run, Rose, Run.
All right.
And that was the first time we'd read a James Patterson in our book club. And it comes with a soundtrack as well. So we're going to listen to that when we have our meeting tomorrow.
All right. Okay, no, that's interesting. Because there's another book. I mean, I'm a very keen fan of Terry Pratchett, and one of his books is called Wintersmith. And one of my favourite bands is Steel Eye Span, and they produced an album that matched the book. So I've been trying to get hold of it, but it's proving to be difficult at the moment. But there you go. So tell us again how you get involved with the Rotary Book Club. How do we do it?
We'll have a look at the magazine.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the print edition of the magazine, then do have a look at the Rotary GB&I website in the regulars section. That will tell you what the next book to be read in is, and it will also tell you what the next, it'll give you a short list of three to vote for the following one.
Right.
So do have a look and let me know your views.
Yeah. Okay. Becky, that's great. Thanks ever so much for coming in. This has been really interesting, and I hope you'll keep coming back, because I'll try and get hold of the books, and we'll have a discussion. Perhaps we can do an on the air forum or something like that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like I said, there's so many things that we can do with this book club. We just need to get it off to a start. I've had lots of messages of support saying what a good idea it is. So let's get it going and then see what we can do with it. And I'm sure there are many, many things that we can do with it and have some fun.
Yeah, okay. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Steve.